You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, we're going to talk about using creative exercises to solve problems in your business. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste, and welcome back to another edition of Live, Love, Engage. And I am, of course, your host, Gloria Grace Rand, and I am delighted to have an old friend, networking buddy, even past client, actually, on the show today. And I'm really delighted to have her because we haven't connected in a long time. And so I want to welcome Penny Fox to Live, Love, Engage.
Hi, so good to see you again.
Oh, I know. Same here. I'm so delighted. And how I got to know Penny is that she was a social media productivity coach, but she is also now the developer of the Create Your Business Subscription Box program. And she has worked with hundreds of small businesses since 1999, teaching them how to balance your marketing strategy with your schedule, stopping what's not working for you, and giving you practical productivity steps to help you build your online presence, to connect with qualified customers who actually want to buy your services, your products, and online programs. And I love how, you know, people pivot, and you've actually pivoted a few years ago, not because of the pandemic necessarily. So tell us a little bit first about, you know, what got you interested in maybe even in social media, because I know you're like a big Pinterest expert in particular.
I still am.
Well, you used to be maybe, and then how you wound up, you know, kind of shifting your business a little bit into this new area.
Well, I started out in social media actually in 2007, which was, you know, at the very, very beginning of it. And it had a lot to do with the fact that the job that I was working, the marketing consulting that I was doing before then, was a media buyer. So I would buy radio, cable, billboards, print, you name it, I did it. And when social media started to come together, I thought, you know, I'm going to test this thing out and see what it's all about. And I realized that it was the same. It was just a different medium. Mm. And so everything that I was doing with my clients and with my own business, you know, you have to understand who your customer is. You have to understand what their pain points are. You have to understand, you know, the messaging that's going to resonate with them. You have to have a strategy. There was no difference between running a cable campaign and running a Facebook campaign. And so I just took all of that information that I was using to develop marketing plans and shifted it into social media. So whenever I would work with a client, I would say, I just want you to know I am not a technology person. Sometimes I'm even a little, you know, tech challenged. And people laugh at that and they say, how can you be on social media and be tech challenged? And I would explain to them, because the technology is one thing, but social media marketing is another thing. And so that's really where I got started with the whole social media marketing. And it just kind of, as it developed into a situation of, because back in 2007, 2008, 2009, most of the people that came to me were like, I don't know if I need to be on social media.
Right.
And then it started moving into, I think I've come a little late to the game and I need to be on social media. Can you help me understand how this works and how I can get this to work for my business?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's so true. I mean, I can relate to that because I, you know, my business was doing SEO copywriting. Mm-hmm. And again, clients said that, okay, well, you know, I need to be able to rank on Google. And it's like, okay, well, that was fine at the beginning. But later it's like, okay, you need to be more places. You need to be on social media. You cannot just rely on SEO to get you business. You've got to be where your customers are and they're hanging out on these social channels. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But,
So how did it come about where you decided to kind of in a way, it's maybe even going back to possibly to what you were doing maybe before you got into social media a little bit, or how is this, you know, creating your business and productivity, how does that fit in now?
Ooh, okay. I'm going to long story short it because I don't really want to, I'm going to do this as quick as I can. I started about 2018, started work when I was working one-on-one with some clients. I had some situations come up with the clients and they would say to me, you know, I'm struggling with this. I'm having a really hard time with this. And I would say to them, I'm going to tell you right now, and I know this is going to sound a little strange, but I want you to put that work aside and I want you to go do something. I want you to go do something that's going to be completely different. Like go for a walk. If you're into gardening, if you like to make, you know, new recipes. And they would come back to me later and say, oh my goodness, I was sitting in the kitchen with a new recipe. And then all of a sudden this idea came into my head. And I would explain to them later on after I would send them through this exercise, because I'm very much into the science of this. We as small business owners function off of the left side of our brain. I'm not going to get all scientific-y with the big words and all of that, but this is where the analytical part of our brain happens. And so if we sit here in this analytical part of our brain and keep thinking and thinking and thinking, and we feel like we're just banging our head up against the wall and we just keep trying to push through it, it's never going to come through. So what I do is I teach people how to focus on the right side of your brain. And that's where the creative side is. And when we open up the creative side of our brain and we allow ourselves to function here versus here, that is when the insights and the aha moments come. There is actual real science behind this. And then when you function right here, then it moves to the front part of your brain. Because what happens in our brain is we basically are operating off of two things. The first thing we're operating off of is we go into autopilot. We immediately go into autopilot. It's the same thing. And the best way I could describe it is, let's say, you know, when you're driving home from work and you don't remember how you got there, but you know, you took the right turns and you stopped at the light. It's not like you ran through the light. You just don't remember because your brain goes on autopilot. So what happens is when you spend time in the right side of your brain, the second thing you can do is disrupt the pattern. And when you disrupt the pattern, then you're not fighting so hard on this side of the brain and you're doing something creative. So when I was going through this with my clients, they would say to me, that's fascinating. I can't believe that they did that. And I'd say, well, go do something creative. And they would say, I don't know what to do. Can you just tell me what to do? And I'd laugh and I said, are you kidding me? You want me to tell you how to be creative? And they said, yes, we do. And that's when this idea came to me. And it occurred to me that what if I took the process of all the things that I do with my clients, put them into workbooks, and yet gave them an opportunity to function off of the right side of their brain. So when they're going through the questions and the prompts, and this is basically what the program is about, and that's why it's called a subscription box program, because it's kind of a hybrid. It is part subscription box, but it's also part DIY coaching. So you get this monthly workbook that comes in to your email every single month. And within the email, within the workbook, you get all of these prompts and these questions. And it basically takes you through every single month is a different topic. So maybe the first month is, why you're in business. There's months about understanding who your customers are, understanding your pain points, learning how to create your content strategy. I don't even get to social media marketing until the fifth box. Because that's how important all of this other stuff is for your business before you even think about jumping on Facebook. And so I took all of this stuff. And at the very end of it, you get these creative exercises that are going to give you time to open up that right side of your brain. So and what comes in the box are the creative tools that you use for the creative exercises. Now you can do the creative exercise that I described to you, or you can use the art tools or whatever it is to do whatever you want with it. The point of it is it's not that I always say there's no right way, there's no wrong way, there's only your way. You don't have to follow exactly what I tell you to do, but I just want you to do something. Because the minute that you allow yourself to live in this creative space on the right side of your brain, the thing that you've been struggling with, the name of your program, how you're going to sell something, a marketing message that you want to do for the holidays or something like that, it's going to come to you. I guarantee you that it will, because that's the way our brain is working. And this is the science behind it. And so it just kind of, I didn't intend to do a subscription box. That was not my plan. But then I realized how I could incorporate this all together. And what's really hard is, I wouldn't say hard, it's I'm not a usual subscription box, you know? And the thing about it is you start the program when you start the program. So if you start in June, June is box one. If you start in November, November is box one. Everybody doesn't get the same boxes. It only depends on when you start, because it all, every month builds on each other. And so you can go 3 months, 6 months, or the whole 12-month program and get the boxes and you know, go through this whole process of learning how to live in the creative spaces of your brain while still helping you with your business.
Hmm. That's awesome. So essentially it's, you know, you're spending time not only being creative, but also really, I mean, even daydreaming, right, is part of that. Because I know, you know, a lot of people think, you know, really just sitting. I've heard someone say that they dedicate, I think like one day a week, maybe, or maybe, I think it was, where they just actually sit in their office. They don't talk to anybody. And a lot of times they're just basically staring out the window and not doing anything. And it sounds totally counterintuitive that that's going to help you with your business, but she swears by it. So it sounds like that's sort of what you're talking about here as well, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Daydreaming falls under the category of what I refer to as productive breaks. Hmm. Anytime you're going to read some sort of blog post or you're going to see somebody talking about productivity, they're always going to tell you, you need to take a productive break. You need to take a productive break. And they talk about this and they talk about this. But nobody explains what a productive break is. And even if you do understand what it is, we don't do it because we don't block off the time. Just like you were talking about your friend, she blocks off that time. And so to me, when I think about daydreaming or a productive break, whatever phrase you want to use, it could be anything from meditating. It could be going someplace and people watching. Mm. It could be taking a walk and noticing the different color of green that's in the grass and on the trees. It could be listening to five really, really fun songs in your office, you know, shutting everything down and listening to some music. And if you feel the need to get up and boogie a little bit, you get up and boogie. And what it's basically doing is it's taking you out of this side and moving you here. And that's why she swears by it, because those moments that she's living in this part of her brain are those moments that she's allowing this opportunities and the insights and things that she may not even see that are right in front of her face come to her, because she's not so hard focusing here, but she's allowing this to come forward and to push out whatever she's been dealing mm-hmm. with. And so when I talk about daydreaming, it's not just about staring out the window, which I honestly am doing. I have a huge window right in front of me. You probably even see it, some of my glasses. That is my big thing, is I will catch myself and go, oh, wow, the lawn guys are out today. I wonder if they're going to get that patch right over there, you know, and I'll catch myself doing that. And then there'll be moments where I'm like, why are you staring out the window? And then I'll remind myself, because it's going to help you by staring out the window. Mm-hmm. And it's those moments that we can give ourselves time for. And like your friend was talking about, she blocks off time. And that's a really important thing. It's not something that's just going to happen organically, because we all think, oh, I need to take a productive break. Or Gloria says, I should go daydream. I'm going to daydream today. It's really strange about how you think you need to actually block it off. But I tell my clients all the time, you know, just like you block off that session with me, just like you block off client time, you need to block off maybe Thursday afternoon, instead of having lunch at your desk, you go outside on your porch. And being outside, another thing, being outside is another way that we can open up our mind and allow the daydreaming to happen. Another way of daydreaming that's really, really important is those times when we're doing goal setting. When you think about goal setting and we think about, what are we doing next month? What are we doing next quarter? What are we doing next year? But remember those questions sometimes in the goal setting when someone will ask you, where do you want to be 5 years from now? Mm-hmm. Where do you want to be 10 years from now? Yeah. And in your head, you're like, oh, I want to be rich, or I want to live here. I want to do that. Yeah. And we just kind of blow it off and go, oh, it's so long ago, 10 years, 5 years. But the actual act of sitting there and thinking through, where do I want to be in 5 years? Where do I want to be in 10 years? Is daydreaming. And during those moments of daydreaming, you start thinking, you know, okay, so I want to go live here and I want to do this and I want to have my business be there. Wait, how am I going to get there? I can daydream. And in our daydreams, there is nothing too big that we can't do. We can imagine ourselves, you know, being the winning goal. We can imagine ourselves up on stage with a million people watching us. We can imagine ourselves making six figures next year. That's what we can do when we daydream. And we have the opportunity to allow our brain to just flow and to keep going and to keep going. And that is so important for us, especially as small business owners, to allow us to have that time, that productive break time, instead of always thinking about the spreadsheets and the Excel files and doing this, and how am I going to get all this done? And oh my God, I'm going to have to work 3 more hours just to get everything into my day. You know, and it's not even, and it's interesting because it's not just about your work either. You physically, your whole physical being will feel better if you allow yourself that time to decompress and to spend that time in your daydreams and to spend that time, you know, like I said, either just sitting outside on your back porch at your lunch instead of sitting on, you know, in front of your computer trying to eat and type and eat and type, you know, that kind of thing. We all think we're being so productive by doing that. But if you took that 30 minutes and sat outside or sat on your front porch or whatever, you would be so much more productive than it was if you were sitting at your desk eating.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and I'm thinking this is such good advice for whether you're a business owner or even if you work a 9-to-5 job, because I'm just having a flashback of when I first started working. I was working in downtown Miami, working for a company. I think it was just a receptionist, but I would sometimes go out at lunchtime and I would go sit down by Biscayne Bay and, you know, find a place to, you know, and because I love being by the water, and I would just take a little break for a little bit and then come back and be able to work. And I wasn't even thinking about it in that respect of being it having to actually be good for me, not only physically, but also mentally and good for my business. So I love this idea because, gosh, I think sometimes we work so hard and we get too stressed over things. But athletes, I mean, Olympic medalists, they spend a lot of their time visualizing. They see themselves up on the podium. They see, you know, and that's how they get there. So why can't we do the same thing if it works for them?
Exactly. And I think that that's all part of being a business owner or being, you know, even if you're working for somebody, just daily life, giving ourselves that opportunity to live in our daydreams, to have that productive break. And, you know, like I said, maybe it's something as simple as watching something on YouTube that's really funny. Mm-hmm. And I always tell my clients and laugh out loud. I mean, don't just LOL, literally laugh out loud. When you physically laugh, your whole body releases this energy.
Yeah.
And so just little things like that. I mean, that's part of, I kind of put that all under productive break, you know, laughing and listening to music and taking walks and all of that kind of stuff. But I think that daydreaming is a huge, huge thing. And I love hearing that your friend blocks off that time.
Yeah.
To do that. I think that's amazing.
What would you recommend? Do you recommend that, you know, we spend like, say, at least maybe 30 minutes every day doing something like that? What do you tell your clients?
Yeah, definitely. If you can find a way to fit in a daily, and it could just be, for me, I do a 10-minute meditation in the morning. If I can't get anything else in the rest of the day, first thing when I do is I sit down on my computer is I do a 10-minute meditation, one of those guided meditation things. And sometimes I hear my mind going, you know, you need to do this. You got to talk to this person. You make sure you do this email, do this. And you know, I'll catch myself and I'll have to say, shut it off. You know, if it's something as simple as that, I think that we can all find these little pockets of spaces and places in our day. And as I said, even if it's just a matter of you're going to eat lunch anyway, can you go sit outside?
Yeah.
Instead of sitting at your desk, you were going to eat, you know, even if it's 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. I think that if you can turn this into a daily thing, by all means do that. But if you're not used to it, you're going to have to ease yourself into this a little bit, which is perfectly fine. And if you are going to do this, let me also suggest schedule it. Mm. put it, if you I don't know if you time block or if you've got a planner or whatever it is, block off that time. So then when I look at my planner and I go outside, I'm supposed to be outside right now. So I get to go outside and then I get to cross that off my list that I went outside. But if you're not used to this, you're going to have to put, kind of block it in and schedule the time in for what you're going to do every day or every week or however, how often you're going to put this into your day.
Yeah, week, absolutely. How could someone that wants to actually do this, do what you're saying, get it wrong, do you think?
There is no wrong.
Nope.
Okay. Honest to goodness. And that's a good question. And I do get at, and that's why I always say, there's no right way. There's no wrong way. There's only your way. Hmm. And that's the thing that I try to impress to all of my clients too. When I work with them, I say, just because I do this doesn't mean I'm telling you, you have to do this. You have to do what works for you. What fits, what feels good to you, because this even goes back to the social media stuff. I always say, because what's going to happen is if I tell you to do something and it's completely out of your comfort zone, you are going to find every excuse and every reason not to do it.
Oh yeah.
But if I just tell you, I need you to block off 15 minutes in your day to daydream. I don't care if it's in the morning. I don't care if it's before bed. I don't care if it's afternoon. I don't care if you go outside. I don't care if you sit at your desk. I don't care if you're sitting in the kitchen. And now all of a sudden you have no excuses, because there's no right way. There's no wrong way. There's only your way. Mm-hmm. And when you do it your way and it works for you, you will continue building upon this. So I have to disagree. There's no wrong way with this.
That's awesome. Yeah. Very good. What are you the most excited about in doing this work that you're doing now? What gets you really excited about it?
I get excited when people tell me I'm not very creative. And they think when I'm talking about creativity, it means that I want them to put a paintbrush in their hand, or they have to write the next greatest novel, or they have to draw and be, Monet or Van Gogh or something like that. And I have to tell them, you're creative in your own way. And I love watching them move through this process of, one of my clients was saying how she likes to cook. And she found this recipe that she didn't think she could make. And she said, as I was moving through this, she goes, I could hear your voice in my head going, there's no right way. There's no wrong way. There's only your way. And she said, maybe I messed it up and maybe I did things a little differently, but by the time I got done, it was still delicious and I did it. And I was so much fun. And she said, also, while I'm doing it, I started thinking about something that was going on with my business. And by the time I got done, I had a few ideas about things that I wanted to try. And it's those moments when somebody tells me, I don't think I'm creative, and yet I can show them that they are, and they do something and they come back to me and they said, I just got the name of my next program because I just did, X, Y, and Z. That's what makes me excited, is when it's one thing to hear me talk about it. Mm-hmm. It's another thing when you experience it. And when you experience it, and then you're so excited that you have to come and tell me. That's like, oh my God. I love that. That's like my favorite thing ever.
So what's your favorite way of taking a break during the day? What do you like to do besides? Because I guess you mentioned you do meditation in the morning.
I do meditation a little bit. I started painting again. I see artwork behind me.
Yeah.
I also take my dog for a walk. Mm. And here's the thing. It's not just about walking him. It's about finding new places to walk.
Ah.
So to me, when we go to new places, that allows me to live in this side of my brain. And I'm going, look at that. I didn't know this bridge was here. Look at that tree. What kind of tree? Where's that flower? And then I'll look at my dog going, get away from that. What are you sniffing? And it's just this whole experience that I can have, outside of being here with my little computer in my office. Mm-hmm. But that's what I mean. It's being creative has something, not just artists, especially our paid artists. That's the biggest thing I always try to get everybody. The idea that you have to be a paid artist to be creative is so completely wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I was just thinking too that I think other people recommend this as well, is even when you're out driving to not go the same way somewhere, yes. you know, because we get in such a habit. It's like, this is the always the way that we're going to go yep. to the store or, you know, wherever it is, but explore and try new routes, because it also helps to like build new neural pathways in our brain.
Yes, so, exactly.
Which is also important at keeping our brain working. And then that does help with, mm-hmm. you know, creativity and coming up with problem solving and all of that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome. What else have I that I haven't asked you about related to this? Should I ask you? It's like, what do you think? What else is important about this subject that we need to talk on?
I think the other thing that's important. Sorry, my dog. As we were talking about my dog, I think the other thing that we want to keep in mind is to have an open mind.
Hmm.
That is one of the biggest things that I come across, because this whole program is so new. You know, I call it a hybrid mm-hmm. because I'm not really a subscription box, even though you get a box every single month. I'm not a coaching program, even though you're getting coached every single month. So it's not something that's out there that everybody's doing. And, you know, well, there's five other people doing the same thing. Why should I buy pennies? It's just something completely different that I've just been working on over the years of working one-on-one with my clients. And then when I pulled this whole thing together, it was just a way of doing something completely different. So I always ask people just to have an open mind. Because if you go into this thinking that this is a coaching program that I've done with 1,000 other people, I'm going to be in some Facebook group with 1,000 other people, and we're all going to do this, we're all going to say this, and then it's never going to work for me, so I don't even want to try this. It's not like that at all. It is an experience for you personally. And what I find interesting is when the clients that it has worked for them, and they come back and I meet with them later, and they'll say, I remember how you'll tell me that you said this, and then and they'll help me move forward. And I've got people who have told me that they're complete introverts now see the benefit of actually putting themselves on video and feeling good about it.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling happy and feeling proud of themselves and not watching themselves on the video going, oh my God, that's horrible. It's me. But the things that they did in the workbook to get them to understand how to tell their story and how to not do a sales pitch and how to really put themselves out there, you know, that whole experience, and then to experience, you know, that creative moment where they're like, I've got an idea about how I can put myself out there. The two of these things combined together allow you to just really think out of the box, you know, out of the subscription box, so to speak, I guess. That's funny, but you know what I mean?
I do. And it sounds awesome. I mean, it really does. I think you really stumbled on something brilliant. And I love the concept of it, you know, because people hear about subscriptions where you get something in the mail and, you know, mm-hmm. where you're ordering food or whatever. So I see what you're saying, that it's not your typical monthly mm-hmm. subscription, but it sounds like something much more powerful and something that's really going to pay dividends down the road. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because once you start to understand this process, and you internalize this process yourself, you start looking for ways. What more can I do?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I've always wanted to do that. I think I'm going to start doing that now. And you become empowered. And something that you might have thought in the back of your head, well, you know, that might have been something I did, you know, when I was a kid. I don't think I should do that now. Now you're thinking, if I go to Michael's and I go here and I get this and I get this, boy, I bet I could create this. You know, that's that moment that I love when people come back to me and they say, oh, I did all of this, and they'll show me their stuff. And I'm like, that is so cool. It makes me excited to see that.
Oh, yeah. And I love the fact, too, that you were saying is that everybody can be creative. And it is. It's your way of being creative, because that could be singing. It could be playing music. It could be dancing. It could be gardening. You know, there's all kinds of different ways to be able to explore it. Cooking. I mean, I love to mm-hmm. cook, too. I love to get creative in the kitchen and, mm-hmm. and I do the same thing. It's like, I'll follow a recipe. It was like, oh, I don't have that ingredient. Oh, well, I'll just make it without. And, you know, and it turns out fine half the time. So yeah, I love it. If someone wants to be able to find out about the subscription in the box and they want to be able to connect with you, what's the best place for people to do that?
That is going to be createyourbiz, that's biz.net. And you'll find all the information on there on the different program. There's a 3 months, six months, and a 12 month. I also have a digital version because I had some people say to me, Penny, you should see my craft closet. If you send me one more paintbrush, I'm going to scream. There's a really good chance that everything that you need me to do is in my craft closet. So I ended up doing a digital version. And so in my digital version, you still get all the workbooks and you still get all of the information. And then I just say to you, here's your list of things that you're going to look for. And this is the project that you're going to be working on. Or of course, you know, do whatever you want to do with this list of art supplies. But yeah, createyourbiz.net.
Love it. Love it. Awesome. Well, I will have that in the show notes for those of you who are listening and don't have any way to be able to get to a pen or paper or computer screen to type it up at the moment. So thank you so much for being here. And I'm really, I'm so happy for you because I can tell this lights you up as well.
I love every bit of it and everything down from the questions and the prompts that make you think about something differently that you hadn't thought about before, all the way down to the idea that, you know what, I am creative. Mm-hmm. I am a creative person. And there's something empowering about that, knowing that something you didn't think you could do, you can do.
Yeah.
And it's not just about painting a picture. And it could be just the fact that you can put yourself out there on a video and feel good about it. Mm. You know, just those little tiny victories that I think that we all small business owners need in our lives.
Mm, absolutely. Oh, thank you. Thank you again for being here. I really appreciate it. So good to see you again. And good luck with the program. And I encourage all of you to go check it out. Go to createyourbiz.net and see, you know, if you get some spark of creativity to help you in your business.
Yes,
that would be great. So, yeah. And also I want to do a shout out to all of you for watching and listening and for subscribing on YouTube and on all the lovely podcast platforms that are out there. We appreciate you and appreciate those reviews as well. And I think that's going to do it for this time, for this edition. So until next time, as always, I encourage you to go out today and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You, How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.